Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Well, we've been to the market and we've seen what's available, and now it's time to come up with some ideas for what we can do with all this great springtime food. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, there are few better uses than a springtime soup. You got all this stuff.
And I'm so ready for spring. I mean, I think I get more excited about it when we have such a kind of boring winter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ready. Get it out of here. Let's get a season in that actually works.
Now, do you remember a few weeks ago we talked about French onion soup?
Oh, of
which
course.
Which is great for winter.
Yep.
I found a recipe for something that's called a creamy spring onion soup.
Nice.
Which is, I think it's a really brilliant idea.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with French onion soup. And what we're going to be working with are a lot of the spring onions. So that
sure.
means literally the spring onions, the little scallions,
right.
A little bit of fennel bulb.
And again, that bright green color, which is just so flavorful and just delicate.
It is. And giving it kind of some flavor interest, we're going to work with some buttermilk in this.
Uh-huh.
And then to kind of put that little garnish in it, we're going to take some softened goat cheese and some chopped chives.
Sure.
And kind of blend that in with the buttermilk.
Perfect.
And you put that little dollop in and you can make designs and everything.
Sure,
like
sure,
that.
Sure.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of fun. I love a phrase in Italian, primavera,
uh-huh. you know,
which
the
it
first
means,
green.
And it also means spring.
Yeah.
And here's a kind of a primavera minestrone type,
sure.
type dish, which again takes advantage of some of the great ingredients that are out there. Once again, spring onions. You get some very nice mild garlic at this time of the year.
Certainly.
Some beautiful baby fingerling potatoes are out there. And you're going to put all this together with some things like some artichoke hearts and some chickpeas and some...
And asparagus.
Asparagus, you know, which is
really perfect this time of year.
It's jumping out there. And then one really nice idea about this was you can take some of these beautiful greens, spring greens that we're getting,
mm-hmm.
the salad greens, and roll them up in a roll and cut them with a knife to make a chiffonade.
Sure, these thin threads.
Thin threads,
uh-huh.
and throw them into a soup. They
yeah,
very,
just
very
at the
quickly.
End, right. Yeah, perfect.
Really, really nice way to handle it. One of the cool ingredients that I love to work with is barley.
Yeah.
And pearl barley.
Pearl barley.
Takes a while to cook, but it's uh-huh. so satisfying.
Exactly.
When you eat it, it's just... It's so chunky and everything.
Yeah.
I love it. Here's a recipe I found for lemony spring soup with peas and pearl barley. And of course, you know, spring peas are just
as sweet as they come.
They are.
Very excited and about them.
One of the things about this dish is balancing flavors, because you have the sweetness of the pea, but you're also going to be working with dry white wine and the juice of two lemons. That's a lot of tartness.
Certainly, a lot of acidity.
Yeah, and so you have to you're going to get the sweetest green
sure.
peas you can to work with it, and some good rich chicken broth, and everything should come into balance.
Don't be afraid to throw a little sugar in at the end if you find
I'm
it too
so
tart.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, because a lot of people neglect that. It's the good saucier has salt, pepper, and sugar in front of them to balance dishes out.
That's right, and you don't necessarily taste sweetness as
exactly.
much as the sweetness of a vegetable, which is really good. And then real quick, one of my favorites is to take lamb cubes and put them in a really clear broth with spring
yeah.
vegetables.
It's a delicate
so
plate. Yeah, the lamb is very hearty, but the broth is simple and delicate.
It really is cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.